Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa lah, amma ba'd. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال الله تعالى أم يقولون افتراه قل فأتوا بعشر سور مثله مفتريات وادعوا من استطعتم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين فإن لم يستجيبوا لكم فاعلموا أنما أنزل بعلم الله وأن لا إله إلا هو فهل أنتم مسلمون. الله تعالى says, or do they say he invented it, this Quran is invented? Say, then bring 10 surahs like it that have been invented and call upon for assistance whoever you can besides Allah if you should be truthful. And if they do not respond to you, then know that the Qur'an was revealed with the knowledge of Allah and that there is no deity except Him, then would you not be Muslim? Then would you not be Muslims? So, in these ayat, it's really interesting, number one, that this is mentioned in surah number 11. So, after 10 surahs of the Qur'an, number 11 says, bring 10 like it. You know, you've just been through 10, yallah, bring 10 just like this if you can. So that's interesting. It's a very beautiful placement. Now, what I want to talk about though is there's an interesting phenomenon that happens with some of our youth, unfortunately, and I think it's important that all the parents are aware of it, because I deal with this pretty often. Some parents, they will come to me saying, my kid is in college or maybe end of high school, whatever the case is, you know, late teens, early 20s, and he or she doesn't believe in Islam. Can you talk to this in him? Can you talk to her? Whatever the case may be. And when this happens, there are certain discernible patterns that I'd like to share with you. Certain things that seem, you know, repetitive. And I'll use the most recent example that happened. A little while ago, a young man, he sent me a list of doubts that he had. And so I took the time to respond to his doubts. I sent him some videos that I had done. I wrote, I sent him notes. I sent him a voice recording. I tried to really answer his questions well. Anyway, just recently, I bumped into him again. He said, oh, you know, can we talk? Yes, of course. And he asks the same questions. He comes to me and he brings the exact same doubts. And so I immediately, I'm interested and I ask him, it seems that you didn't listen to or read any of my responses, did you? Like, what did I say? And he can't really tell me, he can't really articulate my points. I'm like, I already responded to this. Do you remember what I said? And he can't respond to it. And so what I do is I go through my responses a second time and I try to explain to him one by one all the different responses that I have to his questions. But then I try to explain to him my conclusion. My conclusion is, look, doubts followed by research shows sincerity. You have doubts, you do your research, that shows sincerity. Whatever conclusion you come to, that's between you and Allah, that's in your heart. But at least you were sincere enough to actually do the research. However, doubts followed by ignoring responses, being uninterested in responses, really, you're showing me your cards. You're showing me what you're truly feeling, which is what? I don't want to be Muslim. I just don't want it, okay? I don't want this deen. It's not a question of conviction. It's not a question of evidence. It's not a question of proof or logic. It's just a question of desire. I don't want this. So you give me the answers, I didn't even, you know, pay much attention. I wasn't interested. But then that seems pretty obvious, right? There's a second point that I think is a little bit deeper. And this is a useful tool that you might want to utilize for yourselves, inshallah ta'ala. Instead of just trying to promote Islam, which is what you would expect the imam to do and what parents usually do, tell them, no, Islam is great and Islam has all the answers and this is what you expect. And this is even what the kid expects. I usually, and I've done this a few times now, it's happened several times, where instead of trying to promote Islam, I ask, okay, fine, what do you believe in? You say Islam doesn't make any sense to you, it's wrong, fine. Let's throw it away, no more Islam, no problem. So what are you interested in? What do you believe in, right? And I understand that you don't want to be Muslim, that seems to be clear, but your identity being not Muslim is not an identity. In the same way, if I ask you, what do you do for work? And you say, I'm not an accountant. Okay, what do you do for work? I'm not an engineer. Right. What do you do for work? You understand? You're not answering the question with a negative. You're not telling me what you are. You're just telling me what you're not. That's not actually an answer. So, instead of figuring out what you aren't, have you spent any time figuring out what you are? And if not, then again, isn't this displaying displaying a lack of sincerity for the truth? Instead of showing me that you're indifferent towards the truth, you're just acting out of feeling. So this is a problem. Now, if you're really concerned about the truth, about religion, why not look into multiple beliefs? And then whatever you find to be most convincing, whether it's a certain faith or the lack thereof. Maybe you're convinced by atheism. It could be a faith or a lack of faith. Whatever it is, whatever you're most convinced by, this is my challenge to you. Take that exact same high-powered skepticism that you pointed at Islam and now redirect it to the other thing that you are now believing in and see if it withstands this hyper-scrutiny. See which one is better. What did Allah Ta'ala say? If you don't believe, if you think that these ayats, if you think that these surahs are made up, come bring something better than it, right? Don't just tell me, I have doubts, I don't believe, I have questions. That's easy to just say, I have doubts. Of course, I can make you doubt anything. Even the most clear and obvious thing. If you say, my name is Nasir. Are you sure? When you were born, were you there when they wrote the birth certificate? I was there, but I don't remember that. Right, isn't it possible that your parents actually gave you a different name and they have a secret birth certificate? Maybe they were trying to escape from a certain country. Maybe they had to hide your identity. Maybe they were getting away from people that wanted to, you know the premise of these movies and stuff? They had to change your name. You weren't there, you don't remember? Are you even sure about your own name? Oh, now I'm doubting. It's easy to doubt even your own name. Are you sure you're here right now? We're in the masjid, right? Are you sure? You could be asleep. Maybe you're having a dream. Maybe you're in your bed right now. Are you 100% sure that you're here right now? Do you even know your own name? I can make you doubt anything. Doubting things doesn't mean that Islam is lacking in any way, because I can make you doubt anything. This is the problem. These kids, they come up, they say, oh, but I have doubts. Doesn't that mean Islam is weak? Islam should have no doubts. It doesn't matter how strong anything is, I can make you doubt it. The question isn't whether you can make yourself doubt something. The question is, how much validity does the alternative theory have? Because my whole theory about, I don't know, your parents were running away from ninjas and they had to change your name and all this stuff, this has no validity. So which means that just because I made you doubt your name doesn't mean you're going to take the other theory. I hope that's clear. It's just as a point of logic, inshallah ta'ala. As Allah ta'ala says, فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ What is after truth except misguidance? In other words, it's not about, oh, what, I have a doubt. No. What is the alternative and is it stronger? Allah Ta'ala is asking. You say you have doubts about this Quran, no problem, bring something better. And if you cannot bring anything better, then what is the conclusion? The conclusion is Islam is number one. And if Islam is number one, then what are you going to believe? And so, you know, subhanAllah, I know this is a very tough subject. Another point that we should always remind the kids, because especially these days, we have so many people embracing Islam. I'll try to close very quickly. We have so many people embracing Islam that even the takbirat are getting lighter, I've noticed. Back a year ago when somebody embraced Islam, takbir, Allahu Akbar, was very loud. Now you guys are like, yaadi, yani, it's normal, no problem. Allahu Akbar, yeah, let's go. This is, guys, I want you to get louder next time, inshallah. We should be very happy, every single one, no matter how normal it becomes. My point is that we know Allah Ta'ala promises, يَسْتَبِلْ قَوْمًا خَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ Allah can replace. And so another point that you want to tell any youth that says, I don't believe or I have doubts or this and that, it's very important that parents say there's a lineup of people that are waiting to take your place. You see these rows? If you don't want to be in the first or second or third row, there's a lineup of people waiting to take your spot. You see the Quran that we have? If you don't want to memorize it, there's a lineup of people that are waiting to learn Arabic. There's a lineup of people that want to memorize this Quran. There's a lineup of people waiting to take your spot. You don't harm the ummah, you're not harming Allah Ta'ala, you will just be replaced. And subhanAllah, how amazing. What did we just read in the previous rak'atain, in the first rak'ah? إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ Allah Ta'ala tells, and this is the most painful thing, and sometimes parents get upset at me when I mention this, as if it's like I'm making it up. It's in the Quran, subhanAllah. What are you getting mad at me for? Nuh alayhi salam, Ya Allah, he was my son. Why did he die? إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ He's not your family. He's not your family. I know there are parents here that want to hit me for saying such a thing. But it's not me, it's the Quran. That's the fact. So you have to let them understand that, you know, the young men or the young sisters that come here and take their shahada, that's my family. They just became my family. I got all kinds of new brothers and sisters all the time. I have all new cousins and nephews every day, alhamdulillah. If you want to walk away, it's to your own detriment. So may Allah Ta'ala make us of those who inshallah can respond to these doubts. May Allah Ta'ala make us sincere. May Allah Ta'ala make us clever enough so that we can answer these doubts and teach our kids, look, even if you're feeling rebellious and you say, I don't know if I want to be Muslim. Okay, what are you then? Figure out what you are and you will see. That's actually a noble pursuit, a sincere pursuit, instead of just being a resistant. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.